Our friends from York Technical College, they're in the studio because they have a big gala coming up next month in May. And myself and Ashley, we're going to be the MCs for this big dazzling event. We're excited to welcome in William Stockdale. He is the senior enrollment counselor over there at York Technical College, and Lisa Howland. She's the alumni development coordinator. And good morning to you both.
Welcome.
Good morning.
So this is a big year for York Technical College. We're turning 60. We don't look a day over 20, do we? So with that being said, you all thought what? Let's have a big party and invite the community.
Absolutely. So this was actually, and we have to give a huge shout out to Dr. Bill Cook and Ms. Indira Esquiva, who really pulled a lot of us faculty staff together last year to really ask the question, how should we celebrate this? So this was one of two major events. We had our Tech Fest a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, almost 2,000 guests, I believe, that were on campus.
Wow.
So we had a lot of different things going on. And so this gala is really a culmination of all of those events that we're doing. So we're excited to really host this next month and really bring our community together for this occasion.
So it's on May the 22nd.
Yes, sir.
What's more of the details so we can pass it along to our audience?
So it'll be May 22nd from 5 to, I don't want to say the time wrong, 5 to 7. Did we say 5 to 7?
It actually starts at 6:30.
6:30. There we go. See?
But you will be there at 5.
I will be there. There we go.
He's got it in his calendar.
Yeah,
you'll be there a little earlier, William.
It starts at 6:30. It'll probably be over about 9.
Yes.
Until the lights turn out.
There we go.
Pretty much.
And the location again?
So it'll be downtown Rock Hill in the meal room.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And so, Lisa, this is open to everyone in the community, whether you have ties to York Technical College or whether you have no ties to York Technical College.
Yeah, thank you, Lucas. That is correct. Actually, we are celebrating 60 great years. That's the first part. But we're calling this our party with a purpose. And the purpose is to launch us into the next 60 years. I love what you said, we're turning 60, but we don't look a day over 20. Well, for all of us to stay young, we need those resources to look our best and to move forward. And I think the college has done an excellent job of making investments into our students and into the community. And we need even more investments
absolutely
for a brighter 60 years. And so the purpose is to raise funds for access and affordability of education into the next 60 years and beyond. We want to be able to provide wraparound services for our students, which we do now, but we want to increase that ability. We want to have learning environments that grow and change so that we can meet those demands of the workforce that we serve here in the three counties that we serve, and also just have that skilled workforce available. But more than anything, we want to remove financial barriers from our students. And so this is our occasion to say, hey, join us. If you buy a ticket, you're joining us.
How much are tickets, and is there a goal in mind for the event?
Yes. The tickets are $150. And we also have corporate partners who are sponsoring the event. And we're so very grateful for those partners. We have some now. Our deadline for sponsors is May the 1st.
So there's still some time.
There's still time.
And all those sponsors are going to be present and celebrated at the event. Because, again, it is a partnership. They're investing in us, and we're investing back in them.
Well, you're preparing for the next 60 years, and Lord knows how fast we move in today's time with all the advancements in technology. So while you have an idea of what the future holds, at a certain point, it just kind of it's wide out there. So you want to make sure you've got enough ready to evolve with how we're evolving as a society and what we know about college campuses. They're always on the front line, right? I mean, you all are there to kind of raise and educate the up-and-comers in our community.
Yes, and actually, I'll let William speak to that because he meets with students all of the time. Actually, he was just telling us out in the waiting room about students that they're seeing increase enrollment because they realize after they got their FAFSA information, they couldn't afford where they thought they were going to go.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I work in the admissions office at York Tech, and so that's my primary goals is recruiting our new students, our prospective students, getting them in, getting them enrolled, talking about programs, and really talking about the benefit of what York Technical College has to offer. And I can tell you from my experience being, you know, a native of Rock Hill, 10 years ago when I graduated high school, that was not on my radar. But when I got to York Tech, I was like, there are so many opportunities available that can allow students to really save a lot of time, save a lot of money, get a credential, earn a credential, and go to work. And that really is the beauty of what we offer at York Tech and what we have. And so that's just why I stay. And that's why I love things like this and why I support things like this that we're doing, because I see the impact and I understand why this is needed, because we want to see our students succeed. And we're all about student success at York Tech. And so this just helps us really to keep that mission going and really keep that going for our students so that they can be successful and get to where they're trying to be.
And I think the perspective of going to a tech school is rapidly changing. It is. I got to talk with Dr. Moore a couple of weeks ago on Straight Talk, and I'm a proud alumni of not only Winthrop University, but also York Tech. And I think it's so important that we instill in folks or students that are attending York Tech to not just say, I just went to York Tech.
Right.
I just am going to work, or I'm just going into the military, to take that just out of it and really be proud of who you are and where you're going, because York Tech is such a vital piece of the community where we live. And so I just think y'all are doing great things. You're making great strides. I thought it was great a couple of decades ago when I was there, but really to see how far it's come. And I've met with Lisa and I've told Dr. Moore, I've said it on the radio many a times, I wouldn't be sitting here today in this seat if it wasn't for York Tech and Sharon Mazhari and all the folks that really rallied around me at York Tech. And they truly do walk alongside their students. And so I'm proud to say I am a York Tech alum, and I just love what you guys do for the community. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. I loved your story. I know your story. And in your story, you say York Tech was the grit that you needed to get to where you are today. Yep. And I really love that. And I also like that you mentioned faculty, Sharon Mazhari. Mm-hmm. All of our faculty and staff are class acts.
They really
are. And
they're
so amazing. If you're not associated with the college, why would you come to this party? Well, it is a party, but you, as you walk around and do everyday life in Rock Hill or beyond, you run into alum every day. So we are the driving force of this economy. And if you want to come hear great stories and help support launching us into the next 60 years, come.
Absolutely.
Which is also so interesting about York Technical College, and it can be said for the college experience in general, but especially at York Technical College, there are folks that have got their two-year degree, their doctorate, their bachelor's, and they still go to take classes to improve and enhance their skill set. Maybe they know about computers, but maybe with the wave of the future, they don't know about AI or various other things. So we're constantly changing the conception of going to college is a two-year commitment. You're getting a degree. Sometimes folks go for, 8 weeks to get that credential, to get that add-on, to make them competitive in the workforce.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's as short as 8 weeks. Sometimes it can be as little as a semester. So it really doesn't take as long as some people think. We have those flexible start terms all throughout the year where students can start and complete as quickly as possible. So yes, that is definitely a possibility.
And it's so hard to not run into someone, to your point, Lisa, that does not have a connection to York Tech. Either their parents went there or a sibling went there. They went there. They traveled there as on a high school field trip. I mean, and then the campus in general is changing. I know we had in the facilities director about how the campus is going to continue to change over the next 10 years even. And you're looking at 60 years. I mean, gosh, in 60 years from now, we'll be closer to the Jetsons than ever before, right? Hopefully so.
Correct. And I think, you know, Ashley spoke about what Dr. Moore's vision is and just the changing perception of technical colleges throughout the nation. And we will be on the cutting edge. You know, we want to expand those programs. You talked about the campus master plan. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And again, all with the in mind bettering our students. And also, you wouldn't exist today, right, without York
Tech? That's right. Yes. I didn't want to steal Ashley's story, and I want folks to come to the gala to hear my connection to York Technical College. So I'll just leave
it. It will be a big reveal.
It's a big reveal.
I like it.
I'll try to bring the two responsible, maybe to have them too stand beside me. But anyway, everyone is welcome to the York Technical College 60th anniversary gala. They're not only celebrating the past 60 years, they're looking forward to the next 60 years and beyond. And William, one more time, give us the date, time, location, and where people need to get tickets.
Yes, sir. May 22nd, 2025. It'll be at the Mill Room in downtown Rock Hill, and it'll be from 6:30 to 10, and tickets will be available through our foundation website. So if you go through our foundation website, we also have a link there to the gala, which will then allow you to purchase tickets.
Myself and Ashley will be the MCs out there.
We'll be there.
And cannot wait to celebrate 60 years and another 60 with York Technical College. It's a big part of our DNA here in Rock Hill and the surrounding communities, and we're happy to celebrate. And again, congratulations to what you all have accomplished in 60 years. It's really impressive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa and William, appreciate it.